And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
Corey Sandin,
and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by
Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup,
Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, here in the Mighty 1090 studios with the man, the legend, Captain John Collins. We call him a fishing expert. He's a knot expert. We're going to be teaching you knots right here today on Let's Talk Hookup, Theater of the Mind, we call it. And a lot more talking fishing here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great show today with a guy that's been around the block a time or two.
Yeah, we're already learning this morning from Captain John Collins. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, great. Great to have you in the studio here. And we're going to be doing something a little different here on Let's Talk Hookup as we progress through the show today. We're actually, we have the world famous Hollywood producer here. Tommy P is in the studio with us. Tommy's going to be filming John for and doing some knot videos for our YouTube channel, and you're going to describe how to tie a few knots here on the show, as well as talking about fishing.
Sounds good to me.
So what? So let's start with this. What's your favorite knot to tie?
For line connections, fluorocarbon or mono to spectra. ERP, or as you refer to it, as a John Collins knot.
Yeah,
I like that knot.
You developed that knot.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I developed it the way it's taught now,
yes.
Or the way it's tied now.
The easiest, smallest possible connection. It's changed. It's changed the industry, really.
Yeah, so many people. I know when I go on like overnight trips or do a lot of 3/4 day trips on a mission bell and stuff like that, we get guys on there said, I know you. You're the guy that ties that John Collins knot.
I said,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, man. The fortunate thing is that I get stopped on the boardwalk a lot, you know, waiting for the boat to go out. And we're down there at the landing. Somebody will walk up and say, hey, John, you know, I'm really glad you learned, you know, you showed us how to tie that knot, stuff like that. I'm always waiting for the guy to come up and say, that knot doesn't work.
Yeah, you,
I never.
USOB, I lost the biggest fish of my life.
Exactly. But fortunately, up until this point in time anyway, it's all been positive.
It works.
It does.
No question about it. You guys tie it in, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle a lot, right?
When John said it, or you said it kind of changed the way people do it, it changed the way for us. We at the tackle store, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we can't have a connection that's not 100%. And Frank was the one that came in originally and said, check out this knot that John ties. This is what we're doing for everything. And you know, the first time, we always, our like house connection, if you will, was always a Bimini twist to an Albright special. And still a great knot and very strong. And like anything tied correctly, it will never fail. But it's bulky and it's big and it doesn't cast through the guides all that well. And Frank showed us that knot one day. And we just all said, well, that can't work. It's too easy. That's too easy of a knot to tie. There's no way it'll work for big fish. And here we are, I mean, probably 5 or 10 years later, that is the house knot that we tie on virtually every reel that comes out of the shop. And I'll stand by it. Tied correctly, that knot does not and will not fail.
So what does tied correctly mean, John?
It just means following the steps. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry. Make sure when you're doing your wraps, you always get one wrap in front of the other, not across. If you do it across, then that's going to put pressure in the wrong place on the knot. Anytime you have pressure on the wrong place, it's not pulling correctly, you're subject to failure.
Okay, when you say across, what's that mean?
That means going backwards one time and not forward every time as far as
I see.
One
okay.
In front of the other.
So, of course, it is... You tied five, some people tied six or seven, five up and then five down.
Well, five down and five back. Yeah.
Five down and five back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Through the loop. And if you want to see what we're talking about, you go to our YouTube channel
right.
And you look at that video that the one of the most watched videos we've ever had.
I was just going to say, that video that you two guys did
yeah.
is perfect. It shows a great angle, and I hear it in the shop all the time. Oh, I learned how to tie that knot thanks to Pete and John's video. It's great.
Yeah. No, it's a great video on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can view that. As well as in the future, once Mr. Producer Tommy P finishes this video, we're going to show you some other knots here. But that knot, a lot of people say it's the easiest knot I've ever tried to tie to connect spectra to fluorocarbon or spectra to mono, right?
It is easy. There's no question
yeah.
about it. And the more you tie, the more you learn how to manipulate your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a little manipulation there. You get used to it. It feels maybe the first couple of times you do it, it's a little bit awkward. And then the more you do it, you learn, like I say, learn how to work your fingers, and it just goes real quick. I mean, five down, five back, back through the loop, pull it. The nice thing, you go through the loop, you go either way, from the bottom or the top. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Now,
I always said with that knot, that was always my fear, was, okay, it's too easy, it's too small, there's no way it can hold for a big fish. And even knowing that it was perfectly fine for myself, I always said, I'll tie that up to 80 pound. And then once I get above 80, then I want a, whatever, a more heavy-duty connection. So that was always the thought that I gave myself. Brandon, who works in our tackle store, who ties that knot for everything, I went on a couple of long-range trips, with a couple of 15 days, and I watched him, you know, time to change leader. I watched him go over to his box, rip out a double arm's length of, you know, 130-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon, and tie a tie. He does a six-turn John Collins knot. I watched him tie that knot in seconds, tie a hook on, cast it out, hook a 250 that was not a regular one, you know, as mean of a fish as could be, that he pulled on and the crew pulled on and everybody else pulled on as hard as possible with a six-foot piece of leader. I mean, no, you're talking maximum amount of pressure on that little knot. And it was a really stubborn one at color when they're, like, every amount of pressure was on the knot. Absolutely no failure whatsoever. And ever since that day, I've always said any naysayer of that knot is just has not learned how to tie it properly because it is perfect.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, it's a good one. And like you say, tied properly, right?
That's correct, tied properly. You know, guys, it's funny when they when guys go to try it and you can see. Sometimes I've noticed that a guy will try to tie it and he'll fish a little bit lighter drag. He's a little bit still, you know,
not too sure about
not 100% confident. But once he lands his first fish after tying it, it seemed like the confidence level just goes sky high.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of fishing, a lot of freshwater fishing, catch a lot of big largemouth bass, which is one of your passions, right?
It is, yes.
I got to hear, because it's my favorite thing ever to hear, what's the list of double-digit fish up to these days?
It's the same as it was last year. Okay. I did not catch. This is the first year. Last year was the first year I did not catch a 10-pound-plus fish since 1987.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I spent too much time on the ocean.
Because the 200-pound bluefins are biting. That's why.
which you're going tomorrow on the Independence, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm going to be sponsoring. I feel very proud to be sponsoring a trip for Seeker Rods on the Independence, a 15-day trip. Yeah,
a 15-day trip on the Independence.
Correct.
Yeah, heading down south.
That's the direction we're planning on going.
That's cool. And that leaves tomorrow.
That's correct, tomorrow morning.
Wow, nice. What a great trip that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, what knots are you going to be tying on that 15-day trip? What are you tying?
I tie both the RP John Collins knot, and I also tie a Tony Pena knot. I use both.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of guys that have a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in the Tony Pena knot. And I like it. I mean, it's a great knot. Again, it's the same old story. If you tie it properly, you've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get Tommy P ready for film, and let's kind of walk us through verbally of how to tie the Tony Pena knot. Shall we do it?
Sure.
All right. This is
going to
be
great,
a first,
man,
on Let's Talk Hookup. It's a live demonstration on radio that we're going to visualize on our YouTube channel at a later date. But Captain John Collins is getting ready his Seaguar fluorocarbon and unwrapping, ready to go, and he's got the
A big thing, too, is the collection of tools that John has, and just like anything, when you're doing something right, having the right tools. And so not only does he have the Spectra that he's going to be tying with, some Power Pro Spectra, but also a pair of dowels, you know, that will be used to help cinch the knot down. A pair of duck bills to grab hold of hooks. So, but I mean, just a little preparation of tools before everything gets started.
And hollow Spectra, right?
Hollow or solid, either way.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, a lot of guys with the hollow Spectra like to go up inside, and they'll use with the Sato crimp, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this just works for either hollow or Spectra or solid. Pretty much you're locked in. If you have solid, you're pretty much locked into a knotted connection.
Okay.
If you're hollow, you've got variables. You can
some
do
options.
Yeah, several. Yeah. The way it kind of works on this Tony Pena knot is you take the bitter end of your Spectra and you have the tag end or the bitter end facing toward you.
Okay.
And you take the other end of the fluorocarbon and it will, or mono, whichever one you want to use, and the tag end or bitter end of that will be facing away from you. And what you do is you parallel the two together, and you cinch down, or you pinch down with your thumb and forefinger so that you've got the spectra on one side of your thumb and forefinger and the fluorocarbon on the other, but it's actually in between. And then you just do two overhand turns.
A lot like you would start a uninot.
Correct.
Okay.
Very similar.
Okay.
And then you just kind of pull on the fluorocarbon or the mono. And what I like to do is I like to wrap the main line of my fluorocarbon around my hand or around a dowel, either one. Take the tag line with the tag end of your fluorocarbon, grab it with your duckbills, and then just pull. And you want to pull on heavy lines, especially as tight as you can. You want this knot to cinch down.
Okay.
And get it nice and tight.
It's basically a two-turn uni knot.
That's correct. Okay. And what that is that when you watch this video, you'll see that is a stopper. That's all it is.
That's like the lock.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. That's a stopper. All the fluorocarbon will be pressed, all the spectra will be pressed against that stopper.
Okay.
Once the knot is finished.
All right.
Okay. So I got that nice and tight.
All right.
And then what I'm going to do, just so it doesn't get in the way, is I'm going to cut most of the tag line of the fluorocarbon off. I'm going to leave a little bit there so that it just sticks out.
A little
out.
Tail. Yeah. All right.
Eventually, I'm going to trim.
Like about a quarter inch.
Yeah. Eventually, I'm going to trim that right off.
Okay.
But you're just cutting it now to get it kind of out of the way.
Exactly.
And the knot's not 100% seated yet, so you want to leave a little space.
Exactly. Now, what I'll do is take the, you've got the tag end of the spectra. What you're going to do is you're going to hold the knot between your thumb and forefinger, and I'm doing this
that's
with
the
my...
The uni knot that you made. The
that's correct.
Uni, yeah.
And that's with my right hand, my thumb and forefinger.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just kind of push the spectra up behind to form like a little upside-down U.
Okay.
And there will be a little... As you'll
like
be able
a little
to see
small it. Loop.
Yeah, a little loop, but it's going to be in behind on the back side of the fluorocarbon.
Okay.
And then with my other hand, while holding that, I'm going to make 10 wraps down the fluorocarbon. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
And this is away from the knot that you created.
5, correct. 6, 7, 8, 9. 10.
Okay, very good.
And then what I'll do is kind of unravel a little bit. And you'll see it makes little spaces in between.
Yeah. All right.
And then with the hand that I wrapped the spectra with, I'm going to pinch that end of the spectra off with my other hand, my other thumb and forefinger.
Okay.
And now I'm going to wrap 10 wraps back up towards the knot with the spectra and the fluorocarbon. And up to the loop.
Okay, much like a John Collins or
correct.
A P-knot.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wrap this back up 10 times. 1.
All right.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Now, I notice you, little on the video, you'll see a little shorter tag end. Would you normally leave a little longer tag end?
Yeah, you can.
Not necessarily, though.
No.
The one thing that is critical or key in tying any of these knots, which John is doing, is where he says he's pinching it with his thumb and his finger.
Right.
And you're basically keeping tension on the knot. You're keeping tension to not allow those wraps to unravel or get loose or any way you can. And that's all that muscle memory that John's talking about. Keeping tension so things don't unravel on you is everything.
It's key. Okay.
That is correct.
And then so we've got the tag now, 10 loops back.
Yeah, and now that I'm back up to the loop, I'm going to take the tag end of the spectra with my little fat fingers and push that through the loop.
Which is the first thing that you created after your little uni.
That's correct.
Okay.
And how long of a piece of spectra should you leave out there? It's I mean, you kind of ran out of the end there, but
yeah.
You had enough. I mean, like 4 or 5 inches?
Yeah, or 8.
Eight
whatever.
Inches. Okay.
Yeah. Just so that you got enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then just before I use my dowels to really cinch it down tight, I'm going to just start pulling on it. And what you do is you pull on it, and you'll start to see it come together.
Start to come together there.
Yeah. What you want to make sure of is you want to make sure that when you do this, that all the spectra that you've wrapped with 10 wraps down and 10 back,
right.
You want to make sure they're all on the fluorocarbon side of that of the two-turn uni that we used.
Okay. All right. Make sure they don't jump over the uni.
Exactly. Okay. You want to make sure. And then just pull it till it starts to come together. As you can see, it's starting to come together now.
Yep.
And then I take the doweling material. And you're going to make enough wraps on one side with the spectra so that when you pull on it, it doesn't slip. And I use...
Got a little wrap there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens with lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I use...
It's like a dowel with a... With an
a dowel with some tape on it.
Yeah, pretty simple. Or you can buy the expensive ones that are like aluminum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, affordable.
Affordable. Affordable.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Which are the, like deluxe? And
yeah, no, we sell a cool one in the shop that's, you
it
know,
is,
they're
those
like,
are cool.
They're like aluminum with like magnets in the top and bottom so the two stick together and they've got like a real soft material that you can get your wraps on. They're like, yeah. They're like 30 bucks.
Yeah. All right. And a little.
Oh,
that's all right. We're good. We're not going to burn up any electronics here. We got stuff going on here.
Okay.
So we got the dowels going in the connection there.
On the spectra. And then I'm going to do the same thing with the fluorocarbon. I'm going to wrap the fluorocarbon around the other end with the dowel so that when I'm pulling, I'm going to be pulling the fluorocarbon against the knot and against the spectra.
Okay.
And then as you pull this thing together, you're really going to see the tightness of this knot.
Okay. And you really need those dowels to make this thing happen.
I think you do. And it's just to protect your hand, because if you've got a lot of pressure on spectra and it slips when you're pulling on it, it's going to cut into your hand real
quick. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, either way, because you're pulling it pretty hard because it's big line.
I'm pulling it real hard.
Yeah. And there it is. It's setting. It's cinching down. But you don't need to really pull the tag end at all.
No, not now.
Not at all. Yeah.
That's it.
So that's it. That's the Tony Pena knot.
Or Bob Sands.
Or
some
Bob
guys
Sands.
Call it Bob Sands.
Bob
some
Sands,
guys call
Tony.
It Tony
and that
Pena.
And that knot, okay, so when would you tie that knot versus the RP or John Collins knot?
I personally, I use it on 100 and 130 pound.
Okay.
I'll use the RP knot all the way up through 80.
Through 80, okay.
But I feel a little more confident personally by using this knot when I'm fishing 100 and 130 pounds.
100 and 130. And that knot, again, is just for spectra to fluorocarbon spectra to monofilament.
That's correct.
Yeah, you can't connect monofilament to fluorocarbon with that knot.
No.
No.
No, there's a little bit better knot, a Seaguar knot, some guys call it.
Seaguar knot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easy knot. And that knot looks very low profile. You would compare it to... like an Albright Special, and the Albright Special knot is something that is a little bigger knot. It's a good knot, right? But a lot of guys don't really use that anymore because this knot's now available, right?
Well, there's so much to it. The thing is that, you know, if for whatever reason you want to get reconnected and back in the water again, it takes a while to tie that knot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This knot, I can tie this knot probably in 2 minutes from beginning to end.
Wow.
Real quick, once you know, learn how to tie it.
Sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. John Collins, that's just beginning here.
Exactly.
We're just learning here. That was Theater of the Mind here on the radio, but we are putting it, Tommy P has put it on film, as they say, and we're going to be putting it up on our YouTube channel to show you actually how John tied that knot here very, very shortly. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, which is linked through the front page of our website. Letstalkhookup.com. On the top right corner, you'll see all the links to all our socials, and you can click right on our YouTube channel for that. So wait for that to come up here within the next couple weeks.
You got it. And boy, what an opportunity to talk to the man. You want to talk about a guy with a lot of experience in doing what we like to do, this is going to be a great show. I mean, John, both as an angler and a crew member and captain, this is just going to be an awesome, awesome show to a guy that has been there and done that. So
spends a lot of time on the water.
Yeah, you've got questions. This is the day to ask them, and technique and style and just doing it right. It's going to be a great show, and we're so stoked to have John in here. We're going to be covering all things, line connections, hook connections, questions about pinning on baits and casting, and just all things involved with our style of fishing. Today is going to be a great show. And if you want to join us, there's two ways you can be part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only do we have the man, John Collins, in here, we are also giving away such a great prize. Thanks to John and the great guys up at 22nd Street Landing, we're giving away an overnight trip to go fishing on board the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing. So a great prize. Somebody's going overnight fishing at the end of the show today. What a cool
on the
prize
Freedom.
That is. Yeah, how
yeah,
cool is
how
that?
About that? Thanks to John Collins and the guys up at 22nd Street Landing.
You got it, buddy. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. When we come back, we're taking those questions, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Hey, it's time for the Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairplex in Pomona. Easily, conveniently reached from all points of Southern California.
It's going to be January 10th through the 13th, where you'll see the newest models, the latest marine gear and tech gadgets, accessories, and everything you need to go boating.
All right, and you'll find a wide range of new products, too, and services that make owning and operating your boat much more enjoyable.
It's going to be Thursday from noon to 8, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's, of course, next weekend. Admission is just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and discounts available for active and U.S. military.
We've got a boat with your name on it. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show, January 10th through the 13th at the Fairplex in Pomona.
For more information and to purchase tickets, visit losangelesboatshow.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, very good. Well, we have Captain Brandon Hayward on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New
too,
Year
buddy.
To you. What's going on?
Just a quick check-in on the winter fishing front. Lobster fishing remains excellent. Dare I say the best I've seen since, like, 2015 when it was that guaranteed limit stuff.
Really?
And, crazy.
It's really good. It's been fun. It's cold, but it's fun.
It's cold.
And,
yeah,
I'll bet it's cold.
But it's not that bad when you're kind of out there doing it, you know, with the ride. It's probably the last 5 minutes off the 5 miles off the beach is the coldest part of the trip.
And it's never cold when you see a hoop net coming up with a bunch of legal bugs, you know, rolling around inside of it. Like, you instantly forget how cold it is when you see that coming.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of that going on. So that's been working out good. And we had our first sea bass of the year the other day, 33-pounder. So
between that
and the lobster, and I'm sure you guys will get to it later in the show, you can catch a bluefin 3 to 6 miles off the coast from Long Beach to Oceanside. It's just another one of those things we're going to look back on from this cycle and just be like, did this really happen? But it's happening.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Now let's talk about that, because a lot of guys don't know that there. I mean, we saw some of the pictures from, like, 22nd Street Landing and some of the L.A. Harbor boats catching them on, like, the areas just offshore there. And there's schools roaming up and down right along the beach there of bluefin tuna, right?
It's incredible. Yeah, the Sport King had one. The Victory had one. That City of Long Beach hooked one and lost one. Probably missing someone along the way.
Yeah, there's been some pretty
good... Jimmy Decker, congratulations to Decker. He had the first bluefin of the year for the Balboa Angling Club yesterday.
Really?
I had my sea bass on the beach, and he was less than 10 miles from me.
That is
talking
so cool.
Talking on the cell phone, saying, I just got a bluefin. I said, I just got a sea bass.
Unbelievable.
How crazy is that? I know. I wasn't in a time position to do the bluefin thing on my trip, but, you know, to my mind right now, it's a novelty. It's the type of fishing you go out with your buddies, and cool if you get one. I don't think it's a charter play right now. It's small spots up foaming around and that type of deal. But I'm going to keep an eye on it. If it looks like you could go out there and get a shot at one or two, I'm definitely going to fold that into our trips. And we run out of Davies Locker in Newport this year, so it's like perfect striking distance.
Yeah.
You know, for either direction, you're pretty central there.
What are they catching them on, Brandon?
Small, heavy jigs, and I heard of a couple fish on sardine. I know a guy outside of Oceanside yesterday stopped on a little meter mark sitting bird thing and got one on a sardine on 30-pound, 60-pounder. They're like 60, 70-pound fish.
This is so cool. It is January. It's the beginning of January. It's January 5th, and we're talking about sea bass and bluefin tunas being caught. Like you say, it's more for the novelty and the fun that it's happening, but it's happening, and you can't deny it that you could legitimately be out on the grounds right now waiting to find your next bird school.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's really something. And, you know, I say it's cold at night, and it is, and it's brisk in the morning when you throw your skins on, but when that sun gets up, man, this is why we pay property tax and do everything we do in Southern California, man. You're wearing board shorts and sandals at 10:30 in the morning. It's really, really unique.
Catching bluefin tuna and sea bass and lobsters. So are there opportunities? You know, I know you book up a lot, Brandon. Are there opportunities to go fishing with Captain Brandon Hayward on Bite Fishing Charters to go lobster fishing? This Catalina, right?
Catalina, yeah, it's all at Catalina. Yeah, we have openings. You know, if we kind of have a week or two notice, there's always something to fold in. Like, for example, Monday's open. Someone could go on a weekend, and then I think maybe next Sunday I might pull together an afternoon departure open party trip on Sunday out of Davies there if I get a little interest. So yeah, we have openings, and you know, we think about lobsters so much during the first month of the season or 2 months, but that stuff goes until March, and a lot of times it's the best it is late over there.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So
yeah.
If somebody wants to go with you, you have open party trips. So if you're just one person, you could jump on an open party trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if someone had a little bit of flex and they gave me their name and I got enough interest, we could kind of bolt one together. We do a decent amount of that stuff. Absolutely.
That's
great.
Cool.
All right. How do we get a hold of you? We want to go lobster fishing at Catalina with Captain Brandon Hayward.
I'm home today. I'm home most weekends these days, so you could just give me a jingle on my cell, which is 949-212-0719, and my website's bitesportfishing.com. Pretty easy to find.
That's B-I-G-H-T sportfishing.com.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right. Very good, Brandon. Thanks a lot for the call and the fishing report on the water, and
nice,
good luck to you.
And nice going on the first sea bass.
Yeah, we'll take it.
That's awesome.
We'll take
no
it.
Kidding.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Happy
Appreciate
New Year.
It. Happy New Year to you, for sure. All right. Well, phones are packing up, Rick. They want to talk to Captain John Collins, a fishing expert, and ready to go. We've learned to tie the Tony Pena or the Bob Sands knot, and we're going to be tying more knots during the show, but let's talk about some fishing here.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Why don't we start it off with Troy, who's calling us from Fontana this morning. Troy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Troy from Fontana. I just want to make sure that Pete got his Pelican case for his binos.
Yes, indeed, I did. And, oh, my gosh, they're fantastic. Those Pelican cases are fantastic.
Not a better case for it,
yeah,
for sure.
Really, really right, great. Thank you for that. That was a nice Christmas gift. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. My question was for was about the RP knot. Can that be John, can that be used for freshwater fishing, like really light lines and so forth?
Absolutely. I use it exclusively when I'm fishing for freshwater bass. The thing about using that in freshwater, I use 30-pound Spectra and 15 to 20-pound fluorocarbon. You know, you only need to go down three wraps down and three wraps back.
Get out of here. That's
instead
it.
Instead of five. That's it. It is so small.
We're shifting to the John Collins or RP knot.
Correct.
Three
yeah.
and three?
Three and three when you're using 30-pound Spectra and 15 to 20-pound fluorocarbon.
Wow.
How tiny is that knot? I mean, there's just nothing there.
If you look on the YouTube video that Pete and I did here, we show different, like, five of them laid out, and it really is small. It's super small.
We're talking like cast through the guides, not feel it kind of small.
You don't hear it. You don't feel it. No, nothing.
That's sweet.
The nice thing about that, too, is that you can get away with three turns down and three back. You got to remember the kind of rod you're using. You're going to be using a lot softer rod, so there's a lot less pressure on the knot. The rod is absorbing a lot of the head shake and so forth.
Good call.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for freshwater or light saltwater,
bay bass fishing, that kind of
bass. There's a rule of thumb that I have, and if you don't have a lot of confidence, stick with five.
Yeah,
that way. I don't want
because it's still a really small knot.
That's what I was going to say. Five is so small.
I know.
What's the difference?
My rule of thumb was 3, 4, 5, 30, 40, 50, and above.
There you go.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot, Troy, for the call. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We're going to talk to the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, his catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish. They do spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro, John. Hey,
hello.
John, I want to thank you for that John Collins knot. Of course, I call it the Tom Collins knot.
Tom Collins knot, yeah.
But, you know, after using that Albright for so many years and never knowing when I cast if the lure is going to be flying in the air, you know, coming undone from that knot.
Right.
Or, you know, losing a good fish. And I'll tell you, that knot is, John Collins knot is fantastic.
It's
easy
money.
To tie, and it's durable. I really appreciate that knot.
Thank you
very much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pete.
Yay, cast.
I need a cast man knot. I got to figure out something.
Yeah,
I'm going to
work
on one.
The cast man knot, yep. Yeah, maybe it has to do with a bottle of rum or something like that. That would be the appropriate.
Well, I can probably learn to tie it. From
tie one on. That would be the tie one on cast man.
That's a good one, Pete. You came through on that
one. There you go.
But anyway, listen, I'm telling you, anywhere in that Sea of Cortez this time of year, north winds are just howling. All of those, you know, from Loretto, East Cape, La Paz, even the boats there at San Jose del Cabo that normally fish up inside the Sea of Cortez, they're just been blowing off the water. But the good news in Cabo San Lucas, they're fishing that Pacific side, and there's some really, really good striped marlin fishing going on down there. Some of the boats, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 releases per boat per day. Of course, that finger bank still holding quite a bit of fish along with some wahoo. And, of course, along the way, they're finding elephant tuna under the schools of porpoise. No big tuna, but mostly football-sized fish. For this time of year, it's pretty good. Along the beaches there, a few roosters, lots of sierras, and a few jacks. So, like I said, it's going down to Cabo, then, you know, you want to be fishing that Pacific side. You stop at Zihuatanejo there. Blue water is about 7-8 miles out of the harbor there. They're getting into the sailfish. It seemed to improve from last week. 2 to 3 year releases per boat per day there. A few Dorado in the mix, nice Dorado, 30, 35 pounds when they do get them. And, of course, along the beaches there this time of year, really good for those big jacks, 30-pound jacks, a few roosters and Sierras. So some, you know, really good fishing going on there. But that's the report for this week, Pete. And I'll be in touch with you next Saturday. Otherwise, anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Costa Rica, going down to Brazil and fishing those peacocks, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com.
Hey, Cast Man, I've had, you know, the new year comes and people start thinking, where am I going to go fishing? And I've had just a flood of calls this week about our Loretto Rumble at the La Mission Hotel in Loretto in May. And that thing's filling up. I mean, I think we're like at 30 people already, and it's getting pretty full. So if you're thinking about going down to La Mission in May with us, you better get on it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Give us a call. And also, you know, keep in mind the airfares continue to go up as we get closer to the departure date.
Yeah, no doubt.
You still got good airfare out of Tijuana, and then, of course, out of L.A. on Alaska. Both nonstop flights, so don't wait.
Don't wait. Yeah,
you'll be surprised.
Yeah, and also might add too, there's still two spots left on that Pesca Panama trip to go fishing with Ricky in April, right?
That's what blows me away. That such a cool trip that we still have a couple of spots open. So highly, and you know, we were talking about that before the show. If there's a guy that likes casting lures at catching fun fish, cubeiras and roosters and pargos and tunas and everything else, there's nothing like Pesca Panama.
Yeah, exactly, Ricky. And you get a shot at some really big tuna, especially, you know, fishing Hannibal Bank, Montosa Island, and Hickerone Island. There's some big fish out there, and that's the time of year. We're in peak yellowfin tuna time.
Oh, man, after
like
last
it,
year, man,
I like
oh, I was like, no moss, right? No moss.
I'll tell you, my arms were down to my knees.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of fishing there, though, is because I went with Cass several years ago, and the no moss thing really does exist. We fished tunas in the morning. We weren't catching nearly as big as you guys were. Ours were like 60 to 100 pounders, but catching them on the poppers. And you would literally do that. You'd catch them until you were too tired, and then, okay, that's it. Take me to the beach. Let's go fish for jacks, or let's go fish for, you know,
cubeiras.
Big pargos or cubeiras. Yeah, it is such a cool trip.
Yeah, so if you want to go, two spots left in April, Cass Tours, right?
Yep, April 9 to 13.
All right. Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Talk to you then.
See you, Cass, man.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick. They want to talk to Captain John Collins.
You got it. Well, jam-packed they definitely are. This time, let's talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I always like it when you got the skipper, John Collins, on there because I get to talk bass fishing.
There you go.
One of my favorite things at this time of year. John... on the history of these largemouth bass, the Strand came in from Florida. Larry Bartroff brought those fish in. Were you around back then when those fish were introduced? And do you think, I remember friends of mine, Danny Sansom, he had another friend of mine bringing shiners up from Florida. They were fishing those giant shiners for those bass. But it seemed like they caught a lot bigger fish in those early 80s through the 80s. Do you see it that way, or do you think there's just as many of those big Florida Strand largemouths around now?
Well, I think you can go by the catches, and it doesn't seem to be that the larger Florida, pure strain Florida, there it doesn't seem like the lakes are holding as many. But keep in mind, all the lakes go through cycles. You get the right combination of male and female that produce the young ones, and all of a sudden, one year, you start catching a lot more of these 7, 8, 9-pound fish, and then the next year, you start catching a lot, or there are a lot more of these 10 and 11-pound fish being caught. A very small impoundment up here at in San Diego. Larry Bartroff, I was out with him doing a shocking thing one time. And we shocked up, I don't know how many. It had to be 50, 60 fish, and they were all from like 9 to 13 pounds.
Get out of here.
And it was incredible.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular impoundment, he said, had more 9-pound-plus fish in it than any other lake in San Diego County.
Are you going to not name this impoundment?
Well, I have a senior moment here for a second. The one right up by the college, UCSD.
Oh, Murray.
Lake Murray.
Yeah. No way, Murray.
He said back in the late 80s and early 90s, there was a period of 2 or 3 years, and there were some big fish caught up there. A lot of the hot shots mm-hmm. throwing the big swim baits and stuff were catching them. He said that lake had more fish in it, over 9 pounds, than any lake in San Diego County, including San Vicente, Hodges, and so forth. But it seems like every lake goes through the cycles. In 1987, if I remember right, there was over 1,000 bass caught out of Lake Hodges, over 9 pounds.
Wow.
1,000.
Get out of here. Wow.
It was rated as the top bass lake in Southern California.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
And now...
you can't catch one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what happened?
Well, these fish interbreed, number one. Yeah. You had a time when Hodges was, when it was closed, it was actually a stocking, a hole for the Florida strain bass as well as Upper Otay.
Uh-huh.
And they would take fish out of those two lakes and transport them and put them in the other lakes.
Oh.
Well, initially, they were all pure strain, and then they started interbreeding with the regular northern largemouth bass, and they call them hybrids.
Uh-huh.
And those don't get as big as a pure strain Florida.
I see. All right.
And Botroff would be at the lake, especially like at San Vicente and Hodges and Otay and stuff, and he does a scale count. There's a scale count on the lateral line, and by that he can tell whether it's a pure strain Florida, a hybrid, or a northern bass.
Interesting.
And he said it just got to be that the fish, just when they interbred, they literally bred themselves out of a pure strain.
So are there any pure strain Florida largemouth lakes left?
Upper Otay, as far as I know, that's pure strain Florida. Uh-huh. They didn't put anything else in there.
Yeah.
But any other lake that had bass in it already, and then when they introduced the Florida strain bass, you're going to have a hybrid or a non-pure strain Florida.
Can you visually tell the difference between the fish? Like if you had a northern versus a Florida versus a hybrid laying side by side, could you visually tell the difference, or is it more of like you said, a scale count, things that are... not really, readily to...
It was a scale count. Okay. Even like I said, Larry, being the biologist, he did a thesis on Florida bass. Him and Mike Limbeck are the ones that got the whole thing started. Mike went on to be a biologist for Western Bass, and then Botroff finished up with Fish and Game, and then he went to work for the city, and now he's fully retired.
Wow.
Hey, really cool.
Very good, Jim.
Great
Thanks
story.
A lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information, more of your phone calls, more catch reports. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are a
exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, John Collins. Captain John Collins is here. And, of course, you're leaving tomorrow on the Independence.
That's correct.
And I'm going to be going fishing big fish. And what is going to be your connection from your hook to your fluorocarbon?
I use what we call a springer knot, or some guys call it now a 2x2.
Okay.
That's another name for that knot. I've showed this knot to, I can't tell you how many people.
Yeah. All right.
Showed this knot to. It's
amazes me is how easy it is.
It is extremely easy. One thing about knots that I have found, and I think if you think about it, you can understand that, is that if you try to show somebody a knot that's complicated, they lose interest right away.
Yeah.
They're not going to, I can't remember how to tie this, you know, and you right. just lost them. But when you show them a knot that's easy to tie and they, oh, I can do that. And then they'll go home and they'll even practice it and they'll start using that particular knot.
Yeah.
As I was telling you on the break, I had a guy call me up, didn't know me, I didn't know him. He just said, I got to tell you something. I watched that video, I tried the knot. He got a 276-pound bluefin on that knot. He says, that is. He said, anybody that says it doesn't work, he said, you can tell them for me. They're crazy.
It works.
276.
Right. Let's talk. Let's do another Theater of the Mind here on Let's Talk Hookup on the radio. Tommy P. is ready. Are you ready, Tommy?
Ready, sir.
All right. He has got his video going, and we'll be posting this once again on our YouTube channel after the show within the next couple weeks after Tommy finishes editing. So let's go ahead and tie the... Okay, we're going to put this right down here. All right.
No, this is...
Okay, we need to go here.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to use that.
So Pete's going
to
be the rail.
All right, I'm the rail. All right, here we
because
go.
Because this is a knot that has aided in being tied from a fixed position, meaning you put the hook on a boat cleat or you put it on the bait tank or something like that.
That's correct. Make
it a little easier on yourself.
Some boats have rings hanging around tackle stations and stuff like that. Kind of similar to a San Diego knot where you kind of need something to hook it onto. I always like to tie this knot. I start with the hook point down. I like to go down from the top down on the hook and just hook it onto something like this that we're showing you, and you'll see it on the video. And with the end of the fluorocarbon, you just go down through the eye of the hook, hold on to it. I'm holding on to it with my right hand, my thumb and forefinger. I'm going to come, and I have the main line going over the index finger of my left hand. And I'm going to take the tag line and come under the same left-hand index finger that's holding the main line. So I'm going to go down through the eye of the hook, under my index finger, back over my index finger and down through the eye of the hook again. And this gives me two wraps
on the hook eye.
On the hook eye itself. I'm going to come back with the tagline back under my index finger again, over the top and in between the lower two loops and the upper two loops. And from the top down. So I'm going to go 1, 2. And then here is a critical point of this nut. You want to leave your index finger in there while you're pulling the tag line straight back towards you. So you're going to pull it back until you got it tight and pressure. Slide your index finger out. And now you're going to take the main line of your fluorocarbon, keeping pressure on the tag line of your fluorocarbon, and literally slide it down.
Do you want to wet the line?
You can. You're going to come down nice and slow so you're not creating heat. You're not creating any friction. And that's it.
Come on.
And pull it nice and tight. That's it, really.
That's all there is to it. And you can tie that knot from what test to what test?
Oh, I've tied 100, 130, 150 pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 80, 60, 50, 40.
You can use it on any pound test line.
And it's a double eye, so you've got reassurance that you're not just single through the eye, you got doubles through the eye, and super low profile.
Very low profile. I think when you see the video, you'll see just how small it is. And I tied this specifically on 100 pound, just so, because I don't think Pete's seen it or Ricky's seen it, but to show you just how small this knot really is.
It's amazingly
tiny.
Small. Tiny knot.
And that's the thing that, you know, for big fish fishing, that's always the thought, is that you always want a knot that has two runners or two wraps going through the eye of the hook. That's always been a limiting factor of a lot of knots for big fish and heavy line. That's the big weak point on a lot of knots that don't have the two. That's why you always, you know, more previous familiar with double San Diegos and double unis, which have those two wraps. But you tie a double San Diego in 100 pound, that knot's 3/4 inch long. And you look at what John just tied here, and it's a little teeny thing, and it's stealthy, and it's just going to do nothing but get bites.
And it's just as strong.
It's very strong. I've never had one fail.
Never had one fail?
No, never had one fail.
Can you make... Okay, here's the big question. It's can you tie the knot incorrectly that it will fail?
You can. And the way you do that is if you tie it, when you're going through the second time, you want to make sure that the two lines are parallel and not crossed.
Okay, that's key.
That is key. Keep them parallel.
Okay, second question is... We always say test your knot. When you pull on that knot, if you didn't tie it correctly, is it going to fail?
It very well could, depending on how much pressure you do put on it. When I tie 100 and 130 pound and I hook it onto a fixed object on the boat, I literally wrap it around my hand and try to break it on the boat. Because if I can break it on the boat, I don't want to go in the water with it.
No, absolutely not.
And I wrap it around. I pull on it. I pull on it hard.
Yeah.
And as long as that thing holds. And the one finishing thing on this knot... is that you want to clip your tagline, just like you do like on a crimp. I like to do this like I do on a crimp. You want to clip your tagline above the hook, leaving about 1/8 inch.
Okay.
And I clip it at an angle. And then I take the whole thing and I hide everything behind my fingers so that the only thing exposed is the tagline. And then I take a lighter.
Okay, and you have to really be careful to do this, that you have to hide that knot because you don't want to heat that knot.
That's correct.
All right. So is this step necessary, John?
You know, it's...
Or is it just a John Collins special?
You know, it's a safety factor is all it is. What you're going to do is you're going to light the end, the very tip of that tag.
Don't burn your fingers.
I'm not. I've done this a lot of times. My fingers are tough anyway. And you'll just burn it. And then tap it against the side of a lighter. And what this does is it makes a little mushroom.
Okay.
Just like you do when you crimp.
Yeah.
If you crimp, you almost, I don't know anybody that doesn't light the end of it and then cinch it down and clamp it. And this prevents this knot. This little mushroom that I've just made, if you didn't put enough pressure on the knot when you initially tied it and it slides a little bit, that mushroom will not slide through.
Yeah.
It'll stop. That's a stop.
That's a stop. Yeah.
And now you're making the line physically larger than it was before because you melt the end into a mushroom. So now it's physically too large to slide back underneath those wraps that you put
it's
down.
It's just like when you mushroom on a crimp. If it slides to the opening of the crimp,
it's not going to go through.
It's not going to go through.
Yeah,
it
big.
Won't go through. Exactly.
So let me ask you this. Crimping. Crimping basically is one line on a hook or whatever, and it's kind of sliding free. How secure is that? Is that crimp compared to a something that's going through two times?
You know, a crimp is fine. I don't have any problem at all with crimping.
Okay.
The problem that I have seen with crimping is that people, for some reason, they think they got to use both hands and try to break the handles of the crimp to squeeze that thing down. You don't have to do that. And that's what's happening when you do that is you're squeezing so hard, you wind up, you start pinching the line inside the crimp.
Yes.
And if you've seen guys come back without their hook, if you look, you'll see the crimp, and then you'll see it makes a U-turn, and it broke somewhere inside the crimp crimped too hard, and they pinched the line inside the crimp.
Yes.
It's a handshake. Just a good, firm handshake is all you need when you crimp.
And pull on it, and if it slips, you didn't do it right.
Exactly. That's why you always want to leave a little tag, so when you pull on it, you can see if that tag moved at all.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good stuff, for sure.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we've got so much great stuff coming your way. More great information just like this. We've also got the catch report coming up. All kinds. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with the Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long-range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.